This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
When Schubert develops his material, you know, his hero was Beethoven. So he took on the sort of rigorous approach as Beethoven did. And sometimes, you know, less similar to Mozart in the structural sense. But what he did is that he made everything just as big, if not even bigger than Beethoven. So this Schubert string quintet, for instance, is, you know, 45 minutes long. It's an enormous piece. He also, Beethoven seems to like take it onto the sort of this exalted, heroic level, you know. But Schubert, no matter how long the piece is, there's always intimate, very intimate feeling about his music. It's big, but you feel like you can reach out and touch it. It's like somebody talking to you, you know, right next to you, telling you a story. The two cello combination is rather rare. I think Boccherini is another composer who comes quickly to mind in that particular combination. But of course, Schubert in this C major quintet takes it to a whole new level, unsurpassed to this day. It adds a huge dimension of sonority to the sound, the bottom, the bass. But in a slow movement, he makes the second cello do this obbligato that is incredible, like this dialogue with the first violinist, while the second violin, viola, and the first cello forms this string trio, and as if the melody ever so almost static, unmoving, but it's like a river that just keeps flowing. You know, inevitably, slowly, but it continues. And the first violins and the second cello have this dialogue as if they're making commentaries on top of this melody. The piece was never played in Schubert's lifetime. He never heard it. And to this day, the manuscript is lost. Nobody can find it. And yeah, it's one of those pieces that transcends everything. It's really out of this world. It ranks among the greatest human achievements anywhere. You know, I often think that it's Michelangelo's David or the Sistine Chapel or the Last Supper. It's one of those monumental pieces that affirms what humans can actually do. And to have a relatively young guy, you know, 31, 32 years old, writing a work of that magnitude, of that depth, of that human feeling, is incredible.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Schubert was, you know, short and squat according to all descriptions, and friends routinely teased him about his appearance, you know, and he fell in love hopelessly with all these people, that these ladies that were paying no attention to him. And so, you know, you feel a little bit of pity for Schubert as a person, perhaps. But, man, the music that came out of his pen, amazing.
Been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.